Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 70 of the Kicks and Shit Show. What, you did like a 5-2-5-2-5-2-5. Like,
did you like that? That's 7.
I know.
I don't have 7 fingers on one hand, so I figured I needed to, like, I know I always sit here quietly when you do your bah, 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 because, like, that's your moment. You got them pipes. Let it all out, you know. I'm gonna let you finish, but I also like, I want to be part of it. It gets me hyped up. So
it gets you going, you know. It's what the people, you know, gets the people going.
I was trying something different. I was like, let me match Gerard's energy with my hand.
Love it, love it. So we play this game every time we hop on the Zoom, Skype, whatever we use to connect. Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? Where in the world is Gabby Rosenthal? Where are you these days?
Well, I'm back in Vegas. That's, I mean, like another life.
That's like your second home. I mean, we got to just like, I thought we were looking for a KNS place in Los Angeles, but every time I talk to you, you're in Vegas.
Well, Gerard, I'm glad that you said that because November might be the month. I think that's the test month. So just so you guys know, we, Gerard and I have normal jobs and semi-normal lives outside of the kitchen show.
Semi-normal.
But those who follow me on Instagram, if you don't, at Gabby Rosenthal, two B's and a Y, thank right, you in advance.
Right there. Well, not below right me, but below her.
Right here. Yeah. You know that I often post about feats in the streets. So Gerard and I have been toying around with some ideas. How do we make feats in the streets a thing? We're all about, as you know, livestock, wearing our kicks. So how do we translate that? Which is why I volunteered as tribute to travel across America, living my best vagabond life. I even got rid of my apartment, y'all. Like, this is wild.
Wild.
Wild. And so I'm going to Dallas this tomorrow. I'm going to Dallas. By the time this episode comes out, I'll have already been back from Dallas and Alabama. Roll Tide, gonna go see me some college football out in these streets. Saturdays are for the boys, my friends.
Say hello to Nick Saban for me while you're down there.
Absolutely. And I know, like, I'm trying to see if we can link up with, like, Sneaker Fetish or, like...
That's right. That's our guy. Yep.
In Alabama. There's a lot of stuff going on. And then
He's in Huntsville, yes? Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's a little bit far, but depending on where we're flying in, we're going to see if it can happen. But I've heard a rumor that on National Sneaker Day, there is a sneaker con in Atlanta, and I've heard a few of our friends may or may not be there. So Vagabond Life Diaries might have to be traveling to Hotlanta in a couple weeks.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Stay posted to the social medias because you'll see what's maybe happening in Atlanta. Perhaps there'll be some KNS representation there. Perhaps some of our guests will be there. Who knows? But just, you know, stay close, stay tuned.
What a time
to be alive. You know, Gabs, I want to talk about this, a couple things, actually. First, have you seen the OVO NBA collaboration at Drake? And he commissioned his friend Bobby Shmurda to show off some of the gear on Instagram, and, like, you know, these are things that are available. There's some hats, some shirts, a couple some track suits, and these varsity jackets of six iconic championship franchises. You'd be happy to know your beloved New York Knicks are one of the six franchises selected.
Oh, I know.
Along with the Celtics, Lakers, Knicks, Heat. Who else am I missing? Raptors, of course, because of Toronto. And who's this? Yep. And the Knicks. That's six. Yep. Those are six.
Okay, I think it's six already.
Yes. And the Knicks make it six. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, the stuff all looks fire, and we're going to drop in some images here, so you guys are probably seeing them right now. The price points, however, got me a little, like, I mean, look, I love me a good Letterman jacket, but, yo, man, 600 bills? Like, nah, fam. Like, and wait, and remember, all of us who were in high school, and you were lucky enough to letter, the sleeves were leather on your Letterman jacket, right? These sleeves ain't even leather. How you gonna be charging me $600 for non-leather sleeves?
I mean, I agree with you. I just think I find streetwear and sneakers very interesting lately. I know that's a very elusive statement, but I just, it's like things don't seem to make sense. And I know Mercury is in retrograde, y'all, but, like, from the pricing to the availability to what people are copying versus what's still sitting. Like, just doesn't make sense, Gerard.
It's bizarre. Look, if you are a fan of one of those six franchises, I mean, the gear is fire. Like, that Knicks tracksuit is dope. Like, I can see you rocking that.
I love being the Knicks tracksuit all the time.
I was going to say, I can see you rocking that with, like, you got a couple of Knicks colorway shoes, sneakers that you could rock with that. Like,
The threes, the fours,
right? That would be dope.
Collabs, the Adidas. Yeah,
I forget off the top of my head what the pricing on those were, but still, I mean, it's probably a couple hundred dollars, and you're like, do I want to spend that on a tracksuit? Like, because it's not even so much about can you afford it, right? Like, but it's sort of just like,
would you spend it is more of the question.
Should I spend it
for a lot of those collabs, right? And I know our previous guest talks with TJ talks a lot about like budgeting for your grails in terms of sneakers, but like, maybe we should have her back on and talk about when it comes to the rest of it. I know from like apples to apples, it's the same, but like streetwear collabs are becoming more and more common, but the price point on some versus others is going up. Like I loved I don't know why, like to me, I haven't figured it out yet. I know like I loved the Yoon Ambush NBA collection, minus the fact that it was Brooklyn instead of
All right, chill.
But a lot of those pieces sold, and I'm curious, or sat on the shelf, excuse me. And I feel like the idea was great. The pieces looked amazing, albeit whether my team was there or not, like irrelevant for this. But I was surprised how much sat there. So I'm intrigued to see, like, is the OVO tie-in going to be enough to make this fly off the shelves? Or is the price point
too crazy?
Too crazy. And then for the average NBA fan, this to me is not a regular streetwear collab, right? Like OVO stuff, it's different. Like people who want to flex in their Air Jordan Dior's and Travis Scott's, like whatever, like do that. But like then now you're adding in another element that I'm curious. It's going to let it sit there. So maybe this Knicks tracksuit might come down a little bit in price, you know, girl can dream.
If it sits, right? That's the question. And I don't know because I don't know what the release light's going to be. Is it going to be limited release, which it probably is. And you know,
probably, yeah.
And I think anything with Drake and OVO attached to it is already going to have people who stand for Drake. It's already going to have that crew like, whoosh, right? So it's just interesting to me, right? And again, this idea of price points, right? So like, you know, we like the Fear of God, the Essential hoodies. Those are kind of cool. I think, and this is me. I'm not talking about anybody else. Like, and it's not because I couldn't go more. I could. That $100 range on a hoodie is about the max. Like, I'm not, like, right? Like, and even that, I'm kind of like.
It depends, though, right? Like, I look at the Knicks-Kith collab, and when I said this about basketball, like, that was something that sold out right away within the hour. Like, if I didn't have any cookies issues, I would have gotten half the collab. Like, things were there long enough that you could feel like you could grab it if you got on at the right time, which I always appreciate that, but they sold really quickly. I mean, the Air Force Ones were gone in like a second, but always. But the rest of the collection was fire, and I think that was like a little bit over 100 in price point. And then the resale was like 180 and up, which to me, that's where I start to be like,
you're like.
But I also love the Knicks, so for me, that is something that I love. So I'm intrigued from a Knicks standpoint almost more than I am
a Drake standpoint.
And OVO, certified lover girl over here. I'm excited to see what happens.
No, I think you're right. I think, and that's to me probably why I'm also like, first of all, as I said, the collab is fire. If I were still a fan of an NBA team, I would, but I'm not. So I'm like, I'm not. There's nothing, right? I cover the league. I'm not going to be walking around with, you know, one of these things on. But if I were a fan, like I'd be like, ooh, and of course it fit. Talks with TJ, fit into my budget. And I wanted to get it. I would try to make a play because that stuff is fire, especially the tracksuit. Look, the Letterman jacket is dope as well. I don't want to say it's not. I'm just like, how come you ain't got leather sleeves though? Like that's all.
I will say though, speaking of Letterman jackets. You know what I really like that's coming out that just dropped are the Donovan Mitchell, the Bel Air collab, the Adidas, with that inside of that Will Smith jacket print. Like, sheesh.
Well, you know I love the Bel Air collection. I know. Anyway.
That's a great line anyway. And then add in a collab with Will Smith and Adidas and basketball. I mean.
One other collab I wanted to talk to you. We mentioned it a while back before it came out. And now it's coming out this week, actually, the week that we're recording, in a wider release, the Billie Eilish Jordan brand collabs. So I have to be 100% honest. I don't know that if you were to play a Billie Eilish song, I would know it.
You would. You just might not know that it's Billie Eilish when you have heard it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And you know the song Bad Guy?
Maybe.
Is that how it goes?
But it's one of those. I mean, it's I've obviously heard of her. I just don't know that I know her music like that, and it's not something that I necessarily seek out. And not because I don't think she's any good. I just, you know, we had this conversation before. When you get to a certain age, like intaking new music becomes harder and harder, right?
Like to me, this one's an interesting one in general, right? Because not only is it a collab with a female artist, mm-hmm. which, you know, I'm all about the ladies,
all that.
But I feel like, is she that big versus some of the other artists out there right now? Like, I know that Megan Thee Stallion is now finally mm-hmm. signing on, but mm-hmm. like, to me, I would have flip-flopped it, right?
You would have gone Megan Thee Stallion first. Interesting.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Well, let me put it like this. Of course I know who Megan Thee Stallion is.
Or like the City Girls. To me, those songs are a little bit more.
Yeah.
Popular, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. also popular at like when you go to a basketball game, that's which true. Is like, well, a lot of people wear their basketball sneakers, right? Or like at the club, like Billie Eilish is cool. I think her music is amazing, super talented.
Right.
It's just very interesting that is the collab that we've been kind of hyping up and hearing about versus some of these other artists that I would have thought maybe would get something sooner.
Well, is the reasoning because Nike feels like Billie Eilish gets more of a crossover?
100%.
I'm like, yes. I don't even know why I'm trying to talk like and be like politically correct. Do they feel like she'll get more white people to buy sneakers, right?
Oh,
like,
I don't even say more popular culture. But potentially, yeah, I do think so. I think she's trying to reach a different demographic than Nike typically reaches.
Right.
But it's interesting that they went with Jordan for a lot of those styles, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
To me, the Jordan 1, I think it's the Jordan 1, right? That's like a remix of the Gatorade mm-hmm. ones mm-hmm. in that green. It's a little softer. It matches her hair color that she formerly had.
Yep.
I think it's a great shoe. It's just interesting seeing, like, to me, that's a microcosm for what sneaker culture is currently, right?
I was just going to say, yeah, so it's the 1 and the Air Jordan 15, right? So it's two shoes.
Well, the 15 to me is very interesting that was the other one.
I think
that's where it's like, oh, we're trying to be edgy, but we know that other female partners have done it and it's done really well.
I will say this, and a small sample size and anecdotal, but in my neighborhood in New York City, the young high school age girls who I would imagine are in the demographic of Billie Eilish, Jordan 1s are what they wear on their feet a lot, right? That's what I see them, not all the time, and it's anecdotal, small, but I'm like, oh, I'm seeing lots of Jordan 1s out here. Okay. Like, so, you know, it would make sense, right, that Jordan 1 is the way they went with this.
No, totally. But I think, like, to me, the Jordan 1 looks almost like a little bit of a softer green version of the Ambush without a black swoosh.
With a black swoosh, yeah.
It's a similar color. Mm-hmm. It's like there were predecessors that tested it out. And the Aleli May, it mm-hmm. was a 14, not a 15. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's got the similar grooves on the side. It's a similar silhouette.
Yep.
And that got a ton of accolades. And if you look at the actual shoe body style and color...
Yeah.
It's not that different. It's just monochromatic versus some of these other details.
Correct.
That really made the Aleli May pair super special. But I think like those were the tests, right?
Yeah.
To see how this is going to kind of do. What's trendy? Like the Jordan 1 is a bit safe.
Of course. I mean, you know, if you do a 1, it's probably going to sell out.
That it's the AJKO style, right? That they're coming out with that mm-hmm. in other colorways, which mm-hmm. I also find fascinating. They're like, oh, well, we have to do this in a Royal. We have to do this in like a Chicago style as well, because we know that that's what's going to get response. And I think that's the halo effect bringing to Billie as well, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
People who are coming being like, oh, Billie Eilish rocks these. Let me get something that's like the same pair in a different color maybe mm-hmm. and not really knowing what they are. So. Mm-hmm. I know we talk about this all the time. The resale market is out of control right now.
Out of control.
If there is a sneaker with a draw attached to it, it doesn't matter how hype the sneaker is or how not hype the sneaker is, it will sell out on Sneakers app immediately.
Yep.
So I'm very curious how this one's going to be. And I almost think that, you know, and I know StockX does this really well, but I also think like it's going to be the resale price that it's coming in at that's going to really dictate the success of this partnership, not the sell through immediately, unless it sits on the shelves.
Agreed. 100% correct on that. Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I thought it was interesting, and I thought Billie Eilish is just an interesting person to collab to your point that you made earlier about, I would think you'd go City Girl. Do you go Megan, right? Like, I mean, that would just kind of...
Dua Lipa.
I was going to say Dua Lipa, like, for sure. Doja Cat. Yeah.
Right now after hosting the VMAs just now.
Right. Yeah, so I did think that was interesting. But, you know, what can I say?
There's always something to say, Gerard.
Moving on. I know you were talking pre-show about grails and, you know, people's grails. And I think it's very important that, you know, you make this point and we can make here largely like your grails don't necessarily have to be this like exclusive, like, oh, it's a Travis Scott. It doesn't have to be that. Like, you know what our boy Waz said, if only the only sneakers in your closets are collabs, then you really don't, you're not really about sneakers like that. Right. You're just chasing Absolutely. That you're chasing the hype train. Right. So shit, your grails could be in OG Reebok pumps. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Fire.
And they are fire. Whatever you like and what you rock. So anyway, but I know you want to chat about some grails.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys know I have been lusting aggressively after the Wave Runners, and your girl finally decided to buy them. I think we talked about that the other week.
We did.
They are sitting back in Hoboken, New Jersey, waiting for me, which I cannot wait to put them on my feet.
They might never come off my feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be the only feet in the streets for a long time because, you know, we wear our kicks here. But I think to that point, right, like, people are like, really? Those are your grails? And I'm like, yeah, really? Like, don't give a fuck what you think because that's what I like.
Exactly.
And it's all about liking what you like, right? And so recently, I think eBay lately for me, from a resale perspective in general, has had a ton of, like, hidden gems. I don't always hit on eBay. I look at everything. I love our partners at Another Lane. You know, they always have great – if I want something that's a little bit more rare, hard to find, that's where I go first. If I want to know, like, kind of how things are trending – I will. I'll look at the StockX and like the ebbs and flows, right? But like for the Wave Runners, for example, they were coming in at $550 resale everywhere. And for me, they were on eBay for like under $450. Mm. That's a no-brainer with authenticity guarantee. Like how can you deny that? And they said they were shipped by October 7th. They got here last Friday, like so fast. I think it's also because one of the authenticators is in Astoria, Queens, right in our backyard on Manhattan's other side. But I think there's something that's really interesting, right? So I found a pair of the Social Status Dunk Mids. Amazing collaboration, beautiful storytelling. I know our girl TJ, who we've been talking a lot this episode about, she just copped a pair and has recently been posting about them. And like every time I look at them, I notice new details, right? And so I bought a pair for someone I know who's been like wanting them for a while. And we had a very interesting conversation about them. Because they were surprised, and he was like, I can never let these touch the ground. I was like, put these fucking feet in them so I know that they're the right size. I was like, I think they're the right size, but can we just like at least try them on? But every detail, and like those, the resale on those isn't crazy. I think people are really sleeping on that pair, for example, but like I might have to go and get myself a pair. They're fire, but every detail about those, perfection, the fabrics, the textures. But I say that to the point where like, resale isn't crazy right now, which means they might not be everybody's grails, but that's okay. That's and the fact that they're his and he's like, I want to keep them forever in this box and never have them touch the ground. I think that that's something that's important to talk about, right? Because I think sneaker culture has really evolved in the sense where we're not so fixated on the Jordan 1s, at least not people who are really a part of it and really into sneakers. To your point, like when Big Waz said, any sneakerhead can go into a sneaker store and buy something and find multiple things that they like, whether they're a collab or not. And I think that translates to grails as well, right? Like most people would be like, oh, your Wave Runners are your grails? I'm like, they're one of them,
right. I was going to say, you have multiple.
The Chicago Off-White ones. Mm-hmm. And like, I like the blue Travis Scott highs. I don't really rock with the lows. They're not really my bag. They're cool. But like those ones I like because, you know, I'm trying to build my collection of royal blue sneakers. It's my favorite color. I like the ingenuity there. But just because like that cost me like a couple stacks, doesn't mean that you're braille.
Look at you, a couple stacks. I love it.
Stacks on stacks on stacks, Jay.
Oh, you got it like that? I know. No,
Jay,
look.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got, you know?
I was waiting. I was like, I feel like I just set her up for this, like, softball life.
Absolutely.
No, I agree with you. There are a few pairs that I would consider grails for me as well. One of the pairs that I really, really want. I mean, everyone knows I love the off-white UNC ones. Of course, that's easy. But I also love the Jordan 3 UNC PEs. Not the ones that are necessarily came out that are in the Carolina blue. The ones with the actual UNC Tar Heel logo on the tongue, and the ones that, you know, and that only got to the Carolina guys that PJ Tucker somehow managed to get literally that same day.
Well, PJ Tucker is a sneaker sorcerer.
Well, I know. So those are all. I'm like, oh, and it's not. I mean, I have no affiliation to Chapel Hill, but I just love that shoe. I'm like, damn, that thing is fire. Like, you know.
But that's okay though, Jay. Like, you don't need to explain. You don't need to have some deep story of like. The fabrics were made from my hometown, and like,
and I went to Chapel Hill.
The hair of my first girlfriend from high school into the laces. Like, it doesn't need to be that deep. Like, I like the Wave Runners because they're fire. They're like just weird enough and just cool enough, and something about it stays on my mind. They are the one that got away. So I don't feel like, I feel like in sneaker culture, often we find that we need to kind of like compensate and rationalize. Mm-hmm. Even when I was talking about the social status, mm-hmm. I felt the need to be like, oh, the textures, look, it's the colors, Duke, the colors, you know, like it doesn't matter if I like the colors or not. Like, it's still fire. If you think it's fire.
And of course,
I want you to get those sneakers.
Well, and so, you know, those, you know, I also love the KD Scrooge McDucks, those PEs. Those, yep. I was like, oh, fire. But see, like, that's the thing. All the things that I like that are grails.
Hey, Chad and Adina, well, the holidays are coming up, and I'm trying to figure out what to get Gerard.
But literally, though, right? Like, my the KD, that shoe, that is literally a one-of-one. And I don't think there's only that one, his. I don't think they made any other pair but that one, so.
But you could get a custom pair, though, if you wanted. That's true. It's not the same. Like, if you wanted to feel like the uniqueness of it being a PE, mm-hmm. that's also very different than aesthetically being drawn to right? I'm not intended.
I mean, I loved it because obviously it's KD is one of my favorite players, but also I love DuckTales, and I love Scrooge with the diving into his money bin.
The greatest cartoon theme song of all time is DuckTales.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Come at me. Name a better one.
No, go ahead. It's pretty good. I'm not thinking it isn't. It's pretty good.
Ooh.
You ever notice that, like, the ducks, like, they wear tops but no bottoms? I'm like, what? So you don't need to wear.
I know.
You gotta wear pants? Like, what's up? Like,
that's like Arthur with his headphones. They're not on his ears. They're on the side of his head. What is he listening to?
Oh, cartoon madness. We love it. We love it. No. I think, so yes, grails. I mean, and that's, you know, when you're trying to build your collection and like whatever, these are the things you do. I think I love your point about customs though, right? Like, you can get that base white model and then get it to, or not even necessarily be a white model, but you get it to one of these great custom shoe designers. You got to spend some coin to get it the way you want it. But
not always, though. You know. You would be surprised. Like, I love the Comme des Garçons Chucks, but I'm not a Chuck girl. I need a little bit more support in my sneakers. Mm-hmm. So I found a custom artist who's actually based in the UK who does Stan Smiths with. I know. I'm going to offline. I'll put a link in the chat.
You know,
for you
I
guys.
Love a good Stan Smith.
I feel like this could be like our feet in the streets matching kicks. Oh, like, yeah. The black back where the green usually is with the red heart to me is like fire. Yeah. And it's not that much more. I'll send you these. Don't worry.
But you know, I love a good Stan Smith.
I think custom is something that a lot of people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. But like, a lot of our favorite NBA players get custom kicks. I mean, my cause, my cleats, the NFL initiative is literally based around custom cleats. So
you're right.
I think, like, let's champion that. Gerard, we're going to find a way to get you those Scrooge McDucks in some form or shape or another.
You know what I'm thinking, too, now that you're mentioning customs, like getting a pair of like Yeezys, but like, you know, those, they're off white. They're not quite white, but like, they're just basically like, they're
the triple whites.
Yep. And then just take them to a custom designer and like really do something on them, like, you know.
So I actually bought those for that reason. Ooh. And then they collected a lot of dust in my closet. I was gonna go like some kind of like Gucci snake vibe. Ooh. But the knit is they would have been fire, but the knit is too white. So if they were in actually black and I did the snake on top of that, would be more my vibe.
Okay.
I ended up selling them. sat there. They also were a half size too big for me. Okay, so that's actually probably what I should have led with here. But I think like a lot of sneakers that are canvas are really, really cool. The things that you can do, but to your point, it doesn't have to be that way. And I think artists are so talented these days that it doesn't matter as much as it used to in the color of the silhouette, depending on what you're trying to get done.
And that's a way for you to show off like what's important to you, right? Like you get the snake, the print, whatever. Like if you're in the Gucci, whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be a brand. It could be,
People can wrap things. They can put that on.
There's a quote that you like or whatever. Or I mean, these artists are super talented. Like you give them the inspiration and then they take your vision and bring it to life. So, you know, that's something we should probably... We got to get a custom artist on here and really talk to them about like that whole process and what that's about. And I think that'd be great. And people really enjoy that.
I think that would be dope. And I also, of course, have to think that we need some K&S feet in the streets to have actually our feet in the streets. Matching sneakers, Gerard.
I mean, we could. What if we got K&S sneakers? Like,
that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, we'll put a pin in that one. I like where your head's at. I think we'll have to offline about this. Stay tuned, y'all, for that. But I do have one thing that I want to talk about.
Yes.
In addition to all these amazing sneakers that are coming out, one thing that I've noticed that we've talked about on this episode, and not from a music standpoint, but we talked about OVO, obviously, the great poet Audrey Graham, Audrey Graham, Drake, and Kanye Yeezys. Mm-hmm. Now that the albums have had a little time to settle. Mm-hmm.
And breathe.
Are your perspectives still the same on Certified Lover Boy versus Donda?
Yes. They have not changed.
Oh, well, great job. Good chat, Rod.
They haven't changed. It's, you know, it's so interesting to me. So these, as I've mentioned before, more, you know, the biggest artists of our period, like Kanye, super influential, Drake, like incredible. Like these are some of the greatest artists. And I was having a conversation with our friend, good friend, Dexter Henry from the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. And just a bunch of my boys. And we were just kind of talking about this. Drake has some of the biggest songs in the history of rap music, right? Like pop rap is Drake. Like that is him. Right. I mean, the anthems, and you know them all, right? Like from Take Care, you know, from if you're reading this, it's too late. Like all that. I mean, you know all the jams. Hotline Bling. Like, I mean, it's just like
Truffle Butter, all of it.
Like freaking like stadium bangers that like everybody knows, right? But we were like, has Drake made a classic album though? Like, has he actually put the time in to make a classic album? Where, and for me, classic album is no skips, right? So literally, you put it on. I mean, okay, I'm dating myself. You put the record on, but you know what I mean. You press play on your phone, and you don't skip. It's just straight through. And I'm like, and we all, I mean, again, it's just, and the first thing I want to say is music is subjective. Let's all be clear about that, right?
Of course, absolutely.
And we just don't think so. There are a lot of good projects that we like, but we're like, yo, classic albums? Nah. And
fewer and far between these days.
Because and I'm not saying Donda's a classic album. I want to be very clear. I'm not saying that's a classic, but I'm saying Kanye has, regardless of which album you think it is, most people who study music, would say he has at least two classic albums. Whether you think it's one of the trilogy albums, right? So one of those, most people would say Late Reg, some people say Graduation. Fine. One of those, and for sure, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, right? Like
one of the greatest albums of all time. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank all you. Time. Thank you for agreeing with me on that. I feel like I have such trouble getting some people to understand that.
But I just think and this is the difference. And I bring this up not only because we're talking about this on this episode from a sneaker perspective, but we talk about this at work all the time. And we had a new girl starting on our team who is delightful, super Gen Z. So I love chatting with different people of different echelons and demographics and age groups and whatnot to see. I asked the same question, like Donda or Certified Lover Boy. And I think there's an artistry about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Whether you agree with it or not, right. I think there's always an appreciation of the art. Mm-hmm. Is every album a classic album to your point?
No, of course not.
No, but but there's a reason that people were intrigued. Kanye takes you on that journey. He's a performance artist. Kim showing up to the Met Gala after in the same black on black suit. Like, you know what I mean? Wild. It is a performance that continues beyond the moment.
Yes.
And I think the Drake album's great.
Yeah, but it's got hits.
Drake, to me, Drake, this album says, I've figured out the algorithm. TikTok might have sent me some money. If I put in lyrics from one of my past albums, one of the bangers, you might not notice much of the difference. That's my thing. And I think both are really interesting for that reason.
Correct.
And I don't think one is better than the other.
Yeah,
it's just different for that reason. Yeah. I think that's what makes Drake's album so brilliant, is that he's figured it out. And now that we're in a time of streaming, when you're not going to like Sam Goody to buy CDs, you can have 8 of the top 10 songs be Drake.
Right. And like, I think you hit
releasing the single at the same time.
You hit the nail on the head with that. Drake is also, he is the internet rapper, right? Like, it's just his, the dawn and peak of his career timed perfectly with social and memes and everything. It's just like, it's just, everything just worked perfectly in a stew to make that perfect bouillabaisse, right? And Kanye is on the fringe. Oh, good bouillabaisse, delicious. Kanye's on the fringes of that, right? Like, those first albums came out, we weren't quite ready for that social media heavy meme. Yeah. Not quite ready for that, right? Like, but he is constantly pushing the boundaries with performance art, as you mentioned, right? And I think it's sort of like a young versus old thing, right? You know, our good friend Waz, who, let us not be mistaken, is a Drake stan, right? I mean, he is an OVO homie, probably gets paid by OVO, right? Like, I saw him tweet the other day, like, homie had to light himself on fire to make us care about his album, like talking about Kanye, right? Whereas knowing that, like, Drake is going to watch him. And people often using, like, streaming numbers to be like, this is why he's so much better. And I'm like, that is not an accurate representation of, is this better than this or what have you, right? Like, it's understanding the mechanisms by which popularity is gauged and being like, I got this. This is going to work, right?
Drake can put a heart in his part while he's recording and that's it.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. And it's just, and again, youth culture drives social media culture, right? So, and people who probably still like, oh, then Kanye stuff's pretty good, are probably a little bit aged out of that demographic who drives social media culture, right? Like, that's just the reality of it. So, anyway, but that's my, again, not a bad album. But I think, I mean, first of all, neither of these albums are, like, to me, super duper excellent 10 out of 10. They're not classics, right? But there are good songs on Certified Lover Boy that I like. Like, overall as a project, though, it's fine for me. As far as Donda, I like it better than Certified Lover Boy. Is it one of Kanye's best? No. But those are both fine projects to me. You know? They're fine.
Yeah. And that's all she wrote.
And that, folks, is another episode of The Kicks and Shit Show. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. We are part of the Count the Dings family on the Bomb Podcast feed. By the way, folks, starting in October, so actually the date of this podcast, we will be now out on Tuesdays in October. No longer going to be out on Saturdays. Tuesdays.
Remix.
And of course, if you already subscribed to the Bomb feed, that's not going to matter because you're going to get it anyway. You're just going to realize, wait a minute, why is KNS coming on Tuesdays now? Tuesday's the day. So make sure you're telling all your friends, subscribe to the Bomb podcast feed. We are, of course, there with the original Bomb show, Woke Bros, Growing Up the Same, Rap Names. We are there with everybody. And as always, you know where to find us. We are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. Until next time, peace.